Welcome to your five for the day. There are as many definitions of poetry as there are poets. Wordsworth defined poetry as the spontaneous outflow of powerful feelings. Emily Dickinson said, "If I read a book and it makes my body so cold no fire ever can warm me, I know that is poetry." And Dylan Thomas defined poetry this way: "Poetry is what makes me laugh or cry or yawn, what makes my toenails twinkle, what makes me want to do this or that or nothing." So poetry is a lot of things to a lot of people. Here's a poem by an unknown author called "Who is God? Did you ever wonder?" Here is the answer. God is the first and last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation, creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him. And leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him, and the intellectuals and rationalists can't explain him away. God is light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on me. He is my Redeemer. He is my Saviour. He is my guide and he is my peace. He's my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord and he rules my life. I serve him because his bond is love. His burden is light and his goal for me is abundant life. I'm bought by blood and bound by love. I love him because he first loved me. I follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the first of the overcomers, and the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. And wonder of wonders, his goal is a relationship with me. He will never leave me or forsake me, never mislead me or forget me, never overlook me, and never cancel my appointment in his appointment book. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm lost, he is the way. When I'm afraid, he is my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I'm hurt, he heals me. When I'm broken, he mends me. When I am blind, he leads me. When I am hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he is with me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me. When I face death, he carries me home. He is my everything. He is God. He is faithful. I am his, and he is mine. Our Father in heaven has defeated the God of this world. Greater is he that is in me. So if you're wondering why I feel so secure, understand this. He said it, and that settles it. God is in control. I am on his side, and that means all is well with my soul. Every day is a blessing, for God is Lord, high, holy, meek and lowly. Thou hast brought me to the valley of vision, where I live in the heights with thee, and in the depths with me. Hemmed in by the mountains of sin, I yet see thy glory. Let me learn by paradox that the way down is the way up, that the way to be lowly is to be high, that the broken heart is the healed heart, that the contrite spirit is the rejoicing spirit, that the repenting soul is the victorious soul, that to have nothing is to possess all, that to bear the cross is to wear the crown, that to give is to receive, that the valley is the place of clearest vision. I love the Lord, and thank him for all that he has done, and is doing, and shall do in my life. God is my source of my existence. He is my life. He keeps me functioning each and every day. Without him, I will be nothing. Without him, I am nothing. But with him, I can do all things. Thank you for listening.